with Montana News. I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Democrat Senator John Tester held a digital town hall last night to answer questions about the Republican health care proposal awaiting action in the U.S. Senate. The hour-long Facebook Live event came hours after Senate Republican leaders announced a delay on the vote for their long-awaited plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. A vote on the bill will now have to wait until after the Congress's July 4th recess. Senator Tester told town hall viewers online during his opening remarks that the bill does, quote, pretty bad things, unquote, and Republican leaders realized they didn't have the votes to get it passed this week.
It has been a busy day in Washington, D.C. today. The leader delayed the vote on the health care bill for a number of reasons. It is a very, very flawed bill.
The first question Tester fielded from the more than 5,000 viewers of the event asked the senator to justify why he wouldn't support the Republican health care bill when the current health care system is failing.
Look, we can make anything fail if we put our minds to it, but we can also make everything work if we're able to work together. My suggestion was let's work together, fix what's wrong with the ACA, and move forward. This Senate bill is not a step forward. So to think that this bill is better than a failing system, this makes it far worse than what we have now.
Earlier this week, the Congressional Budget Office released a report stating the Senate health care bill would result in millions more uninsured Americans over the next decade compared to the current law. One town hall viewer asked what the Congressional Budget Office is and what it means when a bill receives a score from the CBO.
It's a nonpartisan group. They do analysis on bills all the time in the Senate. But what that CBO score is meant to be used for is determine the real impacts of a bill before it's passed the body, so that when we vote on it, we can't say, oh gosh, you know, I didn't know it was going to decrease Medicare. Same thing about 22 million people losing their insurance, probably mostly Medicaid expansion folks.
Tester says some lawmakers trust the CBO differently and tend to evaluate its worth depending on how favorably it rates certain bills. Others in the online town hall wanted to know how healthcare premiums would be impacted if the bill passed.
I think if you're in your 20s, you might see your premiums drop. But if you're in your 50s or 60s, you may see your premiums go up significantly. And that's not just a little bit, that's a lot. Absolutely, some winners and some losers. But I'll also tell you, this bill does nothing. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. It does nothing for those folks who are paying too high of premiums with too high of deductibles, which is really what I hear about mostly when I go on the ground in Montana.
A woman wrote in saying she'd heard that the healthcare proposal would give tax breaks to insurance companies and wealthy people. She asked Tester to explain.
Well, I can tell you, if you've got investment income over $200,000, over $200,000 of investment income, you get a tax break. If you make over $5 million, in about 8 years, you'll get a tax break of about $250,000. So this is giving tax breaks to the folks who, quite frankly, probably need them the least.
Tester's staff selected questions for the senator to answer from the many posted in the chat feed on Facebook in no particular order. Some asked if the bill would expand health care coverage for veterans, which Tester said it wouldn't. Others asked about a single-payer option or universal health care. Those questions were not brought up or answered by Senator Tester. Some of the town hall viewers posted thanking Tester for taking the time to speak with them and express support for the Affordable Care Act. Others vented frustration about the lack of progress on healthcare policy by Congress. And some criticized Tester for his support of the ACA, which they said wasn't helping their situation. Tester is nearing the end of his second term in the U.S. Senate and beginning a campaign for a third. Although Republicans have yet to select a candidate to challenge Tester in the 2018 race, three Republicans have announced their intention to run against him. Tester's Montana counterpart in the U.S. Senate, Republican Steve Daines, will host a teletown hall tonight. You can find more details about that event on our website, mtpr.org. We'll report on Daines' event tomorrow. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.